All right, it's almost Decatur celebration time. We had our first King candidate on yesterday. We now welcome our second King candidate, WAND's morning meteorologist, Adam Del Rosso.
Good afternoon.
Along with the events manager at Blue Rock Records, Amanda Ferris is here. What's up?
Hello, hello.
It's all old hat to you now.
That's right. Second year, just this time, I'm the one running.
Jeff Quick might be joining us if he can make it down here in time. He was a candidate for this a year ago, and Blue Rock Records, it's kind of a combo interview because here comes the Mount Zion summer kickoff.
That's right.
But we start with the celebration. First of all, Amanda, you got involved in this last year, helping out with Jeff's campaign.
Right,
and now you run. Why? Why'd you run?
Well, you know, we support the Decatur celebration. It's great to be a part of. It's great to see the community all come together in one place. And so we've got a chance to do so much with it that why not?
Had Jeff played before until last year?
No. Last year when he opened on the Christian stage was the first time he'd played there. But that was also when the whole thing started.
So. What do you think?
It was great.
He had a blast.
That stage is incredible.
Yeah.
There's really no better stage than that one. So to be a part of that Christian stage is great. So
the only way they could follow it up is by getting Crowder this year. That's the only way. That's a big deal in the Christian music world.
That's very big, yes.
Like one of the biggest.
That's right.
Adam Del Rosso, what's up?
Not too much. I'm usually getting ready for bed right now. What am I doing here?
This is about right. Do you get up at 4 in the morning? Do you get up before 4 in the morning?
Before, usually between 2 and 3 is when I wake up.
That is bananas.
Yeah.
I forgot about the work part you'd have to do. You can't just get to work.
No, this is great not being in a suit and being on the air.
Yeah, that's true. This is the thing. You can be as fat and ugly as you want to be. So, you know, you could gain 200 pounds like me and if you just came into this job instead.
I don't plan on it.
That's better for your heart, trust me. Or just for putting on pants. It's all hard to do. Adam, of course, how long have you been in town with WND?
I'm coming up on my four-year anniversary.
4 years.
Yeah.
And is it weird that it feels like it's been longer?
It flew by now. It seems like it's only been one or two.
It feels like you've been a long-time vet here. You were weekends for a long time and made the move to mornings with Matt Loveless. And I know who's in there kind of temporarily right now.
Meredith's in there right now.
Juliet, more decisions to make there. But for now, I couldn't believe Loveless did it. He went from being a late-night guy to an earliest possible. Actually, he's just working a few hours later than he was normally doing.
Right. It's an adjustment for sure.
Adjustment for you, too?
Yeah, getting up that early is never easy.
Yeah.
It still isn't.
This is one of my favorite things, is when we go to break, Nick has to give the weather.
Oh,
in front of Adam Del Rosso.
I'll try not to critique you too much.
I've got the 4 cent guarantee, so I will guarantee that this thing was printed this morning.
Yeah.
And it may or may not be accurate.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
It's going to say that there is a 30% chance of sunshine today.
I hope it's higher than that.
The sun is probably going to come up today, and that's what next weather's going to be. Adam, we've talked about this previous years because I thought you'd be great for this, and I think it's good for a personal brand to get out there and be able to do more things like this. It will be tough for you in the schedule that you have to do these nighttime events, but what made you finally say, let's support it?
Well, ever since I moved to Decatur, I have been attending the celebration. It is such a fun event. I love it. My mom even drives over from Pittsburgh.
Like three of them, right?
Yeah, she's been here for three of them now. So this is an event that is just awesome for the community. There's nothing that brings people together like live music.
Yeah.
And to have some of the names that we bring here, I'm still bummed that I missed Boyz II Men how many years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been.
I think it might have been in high school.
Probably. But I'm still bummed about that. But no, now that we're bringing T.I. this year, Daughtry, Gretchen Wilson, I'm not even a big country person, but I know who Gretchen Wilson is. And so to have those kind of names here.
I got
to
tell you that just as live entertainment and great music brings up the celebration, you, sir, and your weather can bring the celebration down. So if it gets rainy, that's on you.
I know. Funny story. I think it was 2 years ago. I had just gotten off the air for the 6 o'clock show on, I think it was either Saturday or maybe it was the 5 o'clock show on Sunday. And I said, oh, beautiful afternoon, beautiful evening for the rest of the celebration.
Oh, no.
As soon as we get off the air, I hear raindrops on the rooftop. I'm like, are you serious? I looked at the radar. I zoomed in, and right over downtown Decatur.
Oh, just a drop.
Lone cell. It was dry everywhere else. I go down to the celebration, and I've gotten the nastiest looks.
That's what I was getting at. I was being silly, but I'm sure you get a lot of that.
It happens, but no. So I'm going to do my best this year to make sure that does not happen.
I always joke with him or JC, like just on Twitter, like, oh, it rained. You're the devil. You're the reason. I joke, but there really are people. You won't call them this, but there are really are clowns who think that the TV meteorologist is supposed to be 100 for 100 on guessing the weather.
It's true.
I think if it was that easy, you'd probably pay an awful lot more money for you, right?
Eric, there's another layer of clown. So you gave them credit that they're like, oh, he got the thing wrong. there are other people that think he did it.
That controls it, yeah.
That he did it.
He's the reason.
Yeah.
He's the reason, yeah.
I wish if I had that kind of power. I mean, it would be a lot nicer than some of the weather that we've
I'm
gotten.
I'm sure it doesn't go to his head either, does it?
No, it shouldn't. If you got the credit, it should, then that's fair. You've been how many places?
This is my second stop. I was in Steubenville, Ohio before here, and a lot of people will say, wait, what did you say? No, Steubenville. It's just across the Ohio River there near Wheeling, West Virginia.
And are you from Pittsburgh?
You're born and raised, yeah.
Born and raised and went to Penn State. He's a Nittany Lion, so we kind of don't like you for that.
That's okay. I'm actually wearing a Penn State shirt right now.
That's all right. That's all right. the Illinois-Penn State rivalry isn't that deep, so it doesn't go. Although it was Joe Pa's last game.
Chewbacca went to Penn State. The 7-foot Finnish basketball player plays Chewbacca.
That's true.
He's a basketball player. Penn State.
I had no idea.
There you go.
And this was the first movie he was Chewbacca at
all
times.
Yep.
That you told me.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. You would know, probably know the basketball player, but we can't remember. You remember a Finnish
seven-footer? Jonas. Jonas is his first name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's more than what I know.
Yeah. There you have it.
More of a football guy, anyway. along with what Steelers, Pirates, and Penguins.
Yep.
Yeah. He's all in. Full Pittsburgh guy. You've been a few places, though, and even in Pittsburgh. Is there anything that nothing compares to Celebration?
No,
we got even a $10 party to get into. A bar, I bet a bar cover for one good band in Pittsburgh is $10.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't know those people. I don't. That's on you for not knowing who these acts are and who these names are.
Jeff Quick joins us with Blue Rock Records. Jeff, obviously you weren't too thrown from the campaign run last year. You didn't talk Amanda out of running.
Well, I don't know if I had a choice in that. Not only did I not talk her out of it, for some reason I'm the campaign manager. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Now, so the real challenge is who's the better campaign manager now?
That's Amanda.
An easy answer. Amanda. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
An easy answer.
Yeah. I still am in the mode of Blue Rock Record with regards to this campaign. So when something comes across about the campaign, I'm usually forwarding that on to Amanda. All right, let's make sure we get this scheduled. I forget that's my job now.
He's the campaign manager, but do you know who the assistant to the campaign manager is?
The candidate? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what
I'm starting to think that poor Jeff, was just a pawn in her 2-year plan.
Exactly.
That was just the prelims.
Exactly.
We're going to feel this out.
Yeah.
Some people go for vice president just so they can run for president.
That's right. Step closer.
Maybe this is just a full Allie Doolin dodge. Maybe that's what's happening here because she saw Allie was a queen candidate last year. She said, I don't want anything to do with this.
Oh, well.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was probably a smart move.
She did a pretty good job.
Allie Doolin wrecked shop last year.
She made us all look bad last year.
She broke some records. Adam, you got a campaign manager?
I do. Lindsay Nolan with Milliken.
Awesome.
She works
in
the absolutely. Element. Yeah.
So we started planning events.
Yep.
What are we going to do? You guys are doing a few things together, all things together? What?
We're going to do a couple things together that we've got kind of in the works. But obviously, French Pride 5K will be, June 2nd. So we're going to do that. And we're hoping we're bookending the race. He's
going
to be first. We'll be last and, harass people all the way through. So.
Do we know what we're doing or is it a surprise?
Yep. Yep, I'm going to have D4 there. Door 4 Brewing is going to bring their D4 Nitro coffee.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. I'm not even a coffee drinker, and that stuff is...
I have to try it.
Yeah.
I don't like coffee either, but this sounds so creative.
And let's not forget, Nick Smith's got some cake pops coming for us, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, Sinful Sweets Cake Cupcakery is bringing some blue velvet cake pops with cream cheese frosting. And then they're going to be topped in blue pop rocks for the blue rock. There's the blue rock. And then the second one's going to be strawberry cake pop with cheesecake frosting. And then it's going to be dipped in tie-dye, white chocolate, and sprinkled with edible glitter. So a few rock and roll things going on.
So how does that represent Adam? Oh, they both represent
Adam. Yeah, rock stardom.
I feel like this has turned into that Saturday Night Live skit where they're reading all of the food goods.
Yeah.
You know what I'm referring to?
Well, I think we have to talk like this.
The sweaty balls.
Everybody just loves my balls. Pete Sweaty.
That's right.
So 5K together. You got to tie together for the boat poker run too?
Yep.
Yes, we are.
And then other events?
Yeah. We got a couple we're thinking about, so we'd like to do maybe one with Door 4 actually out at their event, and then
live music there, and kind of sell it out as a big old food, live music, beer type setup.
You know a guy that plays music?
I do. Actually, last year, since I was the candidate, I didn't play at any of my events, but this year I'll play at Amanda's events.
That's true. Yeah.
So.
That's way easier than running, right?
It is.
We'll have music at the 5K. We'll have the Blue Rock Band out there, and then we're going to hope to do the same out at the Door 4, have the Blue Rock Band out there. So.
What's happening with the band now, Jeff? Any changes? Same group? Any new CDs?
No, the group is always expanding, so I kind of started giving it that name. You know, last year it was all me releasing the CD, and And I never really did like it being under my name just like that because I have so many talented musicians with me. So I just started calling it the Blue Rock Band.
Okay.
You know, Jeff Quick and the Blue Rock Band. It just depends on what event we're playing. Because I want to say we're up to like 16 musicians now.
No kidding.
Mean, I've got a few drummers, and it's just working out based on what event, who comes and plays, or who's available. And so it really has become a very large band. And at that, a lot of them are doing recording with us. And so some of them. And
is there an A team, or it really is just kind of, you know, we're interchanging parts?
I think, well.
Because that's creative. You know, I haven't seen that a lot. You see guys fill in now and then for bands locally.
Right. I've got a lot of different ones. And no, I can't say there's a solid A team as much as if they're playing with us, they're A team.
Yeah.
So it's just been just, like I said, a couple drummers, a couple bass guitar players. And it makes it easier on me. I know that when people call to book an event for me to play it, it's
probably
easy.
Get somebody.
I can just say, yeah, we'll be there, and then I'll start calling around to see who's interested and available, put something together, and so works
like,
out good.
They're like the Blue Man Group, but they're the Blue Rock Group.
And who else? The group they had here last year, the Mummies. That's what they are. It's like you never know who it is they're playing with them.
And if they can all be there, they just all go on stage.
That's
there's
right.
Just 28 of them up
we
there.
We don't make them paint themselves or wrap up like
I should, though.
I would like a Blue Man Group. I like that
very
idea.
Very clear.
Yeah. They put their head in a box. It's just a Blue Rock box.
Every one of
the
musicians right now is going, oh, man, what's going to start making me do?
These outdoor events are going to be a little warmer.
Yeah.
You got us dressed up. So you don't have anything actually planned other than the 5K and the poker run right now, like actually in stone quite yet. But
we got
the kickball tournament.
No dates have been picked. I'm in talks with Rotary Park to get something going there too.
Cool.
So that should be fun. Weather cooperating, hopefully.
That's your decision.
I'm
if it rains, you clearly didn't want to have that kickball tournament. Just shift a little bit. Tell me a little bit about how did Chill on the Hill become the Mount Zion Summer Kickoff, and how did you guys get involved? What happened?
The Mount Zion Convention Center came to us wanting us to. They were looking for an entertainment company to just book all their events, and starting with Fletcher Park. So Chill on the Hill is it was a long series. I think it was maybe 8 weeks or more, and I think they wanted to rather. One band and an evening of, you know, 100 or 150 people. They wanted to condense that down to two or three major events for the summer and fall.
Okay.
And, you know, really target it that way. So when they asked us, we said, of course, we can make it happen. So we've got the first one is the summer kickoff, and that's this Thursday and Friday out at Fletcher Park. And we got four pretty powerhouse bands around here. They started off with the Not Two Band on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And to imagine that band will close it up on Thursday. Friday, we've got a national touring group. Randy McAllister is his name. So he'll come in and open up, and then the Josh Holland Band will close it on Friday. So they wanted a two-day event, and we were happy to be a part of it and make something happen.
And it's all at Fletcher Park.
Yep.
That's the music. Is there a lot of food there?
Food.
Nelson's Catering will be out there.
Okay. Yeah, drinks, beer. You got bounce houses for the kids, and just a ton of stuff.
What time does it run from? Do we know? Do you guys know?
5 p.m. The doors, the gate opens, and that's, you know, all the bounce houses and all that stuff. We'll get the live music going. Both concerts, the first one starts at 6 p.m., second one starts at 8 p.m. They both go for about an hour and a half. But gate opens at 5 p.m. both days.
There's some rides and stuff out there, too? Or is there like a carnival area or no?
Well, they're going to just have a lot of kids' activities. So, like you said, the bounce houses. She's going to have all kinds of, like, airbrush tattoos. Knockerball is going to be out there as well.
Oh, nice.
Those guys are fun.
Yeah. I think Adam and I should do the knockerball.
Okay. I would get down for that.
Yeah.
Just limit the whiplash.
Amanda seems rough and fiery, but Adam's an athlete. This would be a good collision, a knockerball collision.
Did you see him on the goalie with the hockey team this year?
Really?
Yeah. We did a thing
he never
for
played
the Olympics.
Hockey. Yeah, and he was out there as goalie.
That was fun.
Yeah?
You know how to skate?
So you get one
I do.
The
I can skate, yeah.
So you're not fat. So why are you a goalie if you can skate and you're not
you
husky?
Would be surprised. That
well,
was,
that's
I
right.
Mean,
it's,
as a goalie, I mean, you're still moving around
know,
a lot. I was
super
out
neat,
of
yeah.
breath. I was exhausted.
I look at the big goalies and think that's harder. The goalie, but I don't know. The little goalies seem to be the best goalies out there.
Yeah, most of it's the padding that puts
that's
what,
true.
Give you the appearance of being heavier.
Well, you move more because you got more space to cover because you're too darn skinny. Fat guy can just sit there and take it. Right? Yeah, they just can't adjust to the rebounds. Adam Del Rosso and Amanda Ferris getting things rolling for the Decatur Celebration. A couple campaign managers. These guys, I'm sure, will be back at some point later in the summer to talk about some of their events. Mount Zion Summer Kickoff is this weekend, Thursday and Friday. Great music. Thursday night party out there. Those are two good ones. Nat 2 and Imagine That.
Yep, they are. They're awesome.
And then Friday again was rhyming the axe. I know Josh Holland's repping up for
Randy McAllister and then the Josh Holland Band.
I don't know Randy McAllister.
He is a kind of country rock feel, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's from Texas.
Kind of unique. He's one of the sets. The drum set comes up to the front of the stage, and I believe that's lead singer and just all kinds of stuff. He's got two guys flanking him. So
we got a local Phil Collins?
I think that's what's going to happen, yeah. But he travels as much from Texas to Canada to the East Coast. He's all over.
I guess Adam Levine kind of is a drummer, too. He plays everything, too, though.
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
I like guys like that. I got a few musicians play everything. So
yeah, that makes you even more flexible. It
does, yeah.
Yeah, love it. Anything else? Anything else you want to touch on, Amanda? You get all out?
No, we're just excited. Hope everybody's excited to come out to the French Fried 5K. So, yeah. Like I said, we're going to have good food. You're doing
it. It'll be fun. Yeah, I'm going to do a doghouse. They're going to be providing mini corn dogs, mini hot dogs, and some sliders. I'm going to have some.
Sorry. Yeah, did that just come out loud?
See, he's going to start off with the good savory stuff, and we're going to get you the sweets at the end. So
that's good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we had pulled pork sandwiches, and by the time the race was done, everybody's like, I don't know.
Plus, it was 100 degrees.
You got all the actual runners who ran the whole race and then came backwards through, so you got them first.
That's right.
Right.
And they'll get a nice little pick me up with the D4 Nitro.
There you
just
go.
Cold brewed, no additives. It's the fresh, natural alternative
to
Red Bull.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's good,
it's
too.
Yeah, it's got a pretty blue label on it, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Cool. Yeah. A lot to come this summer as we just really start to get into it. It's going to be fun. And you said the Mount Zion Summer Cook, there's going to be more events coming, right?
That's right. The next one, I think after that, will be in August, and then there'll be a fall one, I think. So three big events.
Kind of two-nighters, just about the same idea?
No, maybe not. We're thinking about, you know, hopefully trying to bring in a national act on the next one and have some openers from this area. So we may do a one-dayer for that.
Is there a cost to get in?
Yeah, it'll be
this weekend.
$3 per day or a $5 pass. Kids 12 and under are free.
Okay, there you go. Mount Zion Summer Kickoff, Jeff Quick and the Blue Rock Records crew. Helping plan all that out, along with Amanda Ferris, their events manager, and also candidate for Queen for the Celebration, and King candidate, morning meteorologist from WAND-TV, Adam Del Rosso. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.